This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Jeremy Zakas in New South Wales, Sydney in New South Wales, reporting on the heavy rains. With the heavy rains come the creatures. We've spoken with some entertainment of the mice plague sweeping closer and closer to Sydney. However, the more immediate, strange, threatening part is the reptile plague. And Jeremy and I have discussed the eastern brown snake, the western brown snake. There are a variety of snakes that are dangerous looking. Last week we discussed the red-bellied black snake, Jeremy? Is that what it's called, the red belly?
That's correct, the red-bellied black snake.
But now a family finds its back deck taken over by a python family. What happened?
It was a family of pythons, John. I mean, as if all the other snakes weren't bad enough, pythons in Australia are kept as pets. They're normally seen as sedate, normally seen as friendly. But in this case, in the Sunshine Coast of Queensland, four large, fully adult pythons took over the family sun deck at the back of their home. And it wasn't while they were away for very long. It was a fact that they had basically moved in almost overnight and taken up residence there. Now, pythons in themselves are generally not that dangerous. They do have a bite on them. They will take a nip out of you if you try and get near their head, but they don't have venom. So it won't be a fatal bite. It will just be a very, very painful bite is the best way to put it. But the fact is that they can strangle small animals. So they can strangle pets. They can strangle dogs and cats. And they can be a bit of a nuisance because they like to wrap themselves around anything that's warm. So we've had cases, especially in Queensland, where you found pythons wrapped around motors in washing machines, in dryers, in under sinks. So the fact that they at least caught these four on the deck is good news. They know where they are. But I must add here, John, if it's a family of four pythons, that means there could be more. And the fact is that from this story, nobody knows exactly where they came from. They know they just appeared. They look like they could be from a domesticated situation. They could be a pet that, or four pets that got out. But there's every chance that these are naturally four pythons. So up in Queensland, you have to watch out for the eastern browns. You have to watch out for the brown snakes. You have to watch out for the red-bellied snakes. But also, too, the pythons. The pythons are the ones you got to watch out for.
Now, I remember you telling me there are specialists. You get on your iPhone and you call for a snake removal. Is that what happens?
That's correct. We call them the snake catchers. And every state has a lot of snake catchers around their major metropolitan cities and also in the rural communities. And this was no exception. The family, as soon as they found those four snakes, they got onto the phone immediately to the local snake catcher who came out. And I believe he actually called for backup because the four pythons weren't exactly where they originally were spotted. And they were removed. And the great thing is, John, that the snakes, no matter whether they're browns or red bellies or the most venomous snakes we have, which are the eastern browns, they all get released back into the wild or they get taken to conservation parks. So the snake catchers themselves, except in very exceptional circumstances, don't euthanize these animals. They actually get taken and put into the rightful environment, which is not a family home.
Jeremy, I'm looking at a picture of one of these pythons on the deck or crawling across the banister. You tell me this is not a dangerous animal, right? Unless you threaten it, it does not attack you. Is that correct?
That is correct. And the pythons, because they don't have the venom, that's why that class is not dangerous. But I can tell you, John, that they will actually still latch on. They do still have enough of small teeth in their mouths to actually create quite a bite. And I've grown up in Queensland for a little bit where I did have friends who had pythons as pets. And they have shown me where their pythons, while feeding, did take a bite out of their hand. So these things, they do hurt. They're still dangerous. And absolutely don't get near them and try not to antagonize them because they will get aggressive and act out. But the biggest danger that a python poses is to the smaller animals. Once they latch on, once they start to wrap themselves around whatever they want to kill, they are very, very hard to pull apart. And in this case, these pythons were adults. They had a lot of strength in them. They weren't the largest you'll see in Queensland, but they were very dangerous. So as I keep banging on, John, if you see a snake, you just got to leave it alone.
In your neighborhood, have you seen the brown snake in the shrubbery in the backyard?
Luckily, not yet. The brown snakes at this point are really going into hibernation ahead of their breeding season very soon. But the ones I am most cautious about are the red-bellied black snakes, which we've spoken about previously. Now, these ones, their bite will paralyze you very, very quickly. And because they're slow, they tend not to be able to get out of the way of humans. And the worst part is, and this is where it becomes a problem for me, they live near waterways. And the one thing I have near my house here is a lot of waterways. So the cautions I take is don't go through the long grass, don't go near the reeds, near the ponds, because I can guarantee right now there are red-bellied black snakes out there that are breeding. And because it's also a breeding season for ducks and smaller animals, and they do feed on the eggs and various other small animals that aren't quick enough to get away, I can tell you right now, I expect there are probably a lot of red-bellied black snakes, as I talk right now, within about 200 meters.
Now, one more detail about the rain. You bring to my attention that one meteorologist has indicated this could be the end of La Nina. Is there any evidence of that, or is this just a very good guess?
In some ways, it's still a very good guess or a hypothesis, as the meteorologists like to say, but it is based on a little bit of observational fact in that the recent rain had that cold front in it. So it had cold rain coming from the south, which apparently in La Nina terms is an indication that the warm tropical moisture might be moving further north, which is apparently an early sign that La Nina or a La Nina event could be ending. But this is now coming from a couple of meteorologists this week and has been spoken about a few times in the media, but nobody's willing to commit, at least in the scientific fields, to say that this is definitely the end. All they're saying is that at least this is a promising sign that there is some indication this could be ending. But they also caution us as well, saying that this, because it's such an unusual series of La Nina events, this indicator may not be true at all. This may just be a little blip on the radar, and we are expecting to get another La Nina event, especially with the Indian Ocean Dipole coming very soon. So you know what, John? We're staying very optimistic. We're keeping our fingers and toes and everything crossed that this is the end, but unfortunately the science can't confirm it for us yet.
Jeremy Zakas reporting from Sydney, Australia, New South Wales, about the rain that may abate, but the snakes will not. This is Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.